She was helping us that day. Boy, when that horse made that jump, we all had a piece of that line, and boy, we took off toward the house. When we got to the house, they had up a corn tree. It was about this big, right in front of the house. Man, I didn't do nothing but went quick as I could get slack enough. I said, I'm going to stop him. And I tied that rope around that pecan tree, and that's how the old man caught him. Boy, the old man was mad that day. Ooh-wee! The only worst whipping I ever got was from the old man with a little piece of that rope. That cotton rope I tell you about where he plowed with.
Yeah.
I went to school to Slidell, and then we had that school over here. And I had to walk back. Well, by the time I come from Slidell, come over here, all the other boys was around here already. They already went home, and we had a place by the kitchen. The ground was level and clean, you know. And boy, that was a big marble game going. Man, I joined in, and my orders was every evening, when I come from school, take that wheelbarrow and go get a load of wood. I used to pass right over here. Just follow that branch and pick up pine knots, you know, and fat pine and all that. So I was over there shooting marble, and he come past by. He told me, he said, you better go get that wood. I didn't pay no mind. After a while, he told me, he said, you better go get that wood. It's getting late. I told him, I said, oh, Daddy, I said, they got plenty of wood underneath the house. I don't have to get none this evening. God damn, he reached up there on that porch where that little piece of rope was hanging. And boy, he slipped up on me. And boy, he burned my ass up. I left marbles and everything. You know what a wheelbarrow will tell you? When you're rolling it slow and it needs greasing?
What?
It'll go, you'll be rolling, you know, and it'll tell you, say, don't go there. You don't go there. But if you roll it fast, you know what it'll tell you?
What?
I told you so, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. Well, that's the way I had that thing going that evening. Boy, I was going. Boy, he had my behind on fire with that cotton rope. I left marbles and everything. I don't know who got my marbles that evening. Somebody got my marbles.
You said you had a fence down by the marsh?
A fence?
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a fence around the place.
What kind?
We had wire. Wire fence then. The old man had put up after he got there.
Did you ever see any other kind of fences around here?
Oh, they had these picket fence.
Yeah.
They had some of it, and it was already bad and all that. The old man just tore down everything, because a long time ago, that's all they had was picket. I used to make them things, picket. I even, when I was a young boy,
yeah,
the end of them was that way, pointed on the end, and we'd make them so wide. We used to go down at the lake and find a piling and cut it the length we wanted. I can show you a fence right now where some of it's still up that we put up. We made the damn picket, chrysoed it, and it's still over there. I told my wife, I said, if I was in better health, that's what I'd put over here in the back. And it would stop the wind, north wind and all that, you know, cold weather and all. You got plants and all that is protection. I told my wife, I said, if I was in good health, that's what I'd do. I'd find me a good piece of piling, and I'd make pickets out
of it.
Is
it woven, or did you make it nailed?
No, it was nailed then. What we used to do, we used to find a piece of piling and cut it the length we wanted, and then we split it in half. Like, and then we split it in quarters. And then we take